South America, from Amarillo, the whole of the South America. And I have also, even today, I have kept some Lockheed work. I work in the field of strategic planning and team building at a very high level, you know. For example, at the moment, I'm running a course at the Telefonica. Telefonica is a telecommunications company, one of the biggest in the world. They have 360,000 employees in the world. 3.6 lakh employees. And so I developed a course that I'm running. They have their own university, internal university, because they have so many managers. I don't know, maybe 20,000 managers, I think. And so they have their own university, and I'm running a course on creating and leading high-performing teams. A high-performing team, we could talk about it. What is a high-performing team? What is a team, actually? But I've worked with the governments and ministries and so on, generally at a very high level. I've worked with the government of Mexico, the government of Brazil. I did the in the Ministry of Planning in Brazil. I created the they control the budget. And Brazil is like India. Actually, Brazilian economy is more than India economy in terms of amount. Stronger. So we did. So I did the what's called strategic convergence means all of the different parts of the ministry how to come together and do one thing. So the speciality that I developed professionally was very complex organizations, extremely complex organizations, and how to. Move together. So like that, I work much less these days because Baba's service grows up more and more. But there's a lot of experience. And so Daddy Janki, she asked, because I'm in the RC group, also ICC, the International Committee of Brahma Kumaris. But in the RC group, Daddy asked if any of us can help any of the teams in Madhuban, in any of the complexes, if we could meet. You know, she is thinking, yes, we need to get some help. And mostly, you know, of course the sisters will give more spiritual help. But I was thinking that I could give some practical help because that's my work, Lockheed. Yeah. In the same way that you have Lockheed experience, right? And you came here and you are helping Baba because of your Lockheed training, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes.
Same. So I said to Daddy, I will. You know, I was having a problem with my phone, and so I was in contact with Yashwant, and I was seeing Yashwant, you know, really always working very hard, and he needs to, you know, he needs to slow down a little bit, maybe. So I said, yes, I can help, and I offered to shut Yashwant by. I told Daddy that I will help something in the IT department, just a meeting. Maybe next time I come, we can have a complete session. Yeah. If you want,
yeah.
You can use my expertise, which is at a very complex level. You know, I know that this must be incredibly complex. Your work here, isn't it? Because it's such a big, you know, it's like a town, isn't it? like a small town. It's not like one building and one company. It's like, in fact, I said to nearby, we should put names on the streets, you know, this street and that street, and you know, and then we can know where the things are, right? Yeah. I'm in Shanti Marg.
Diamond Mark.
Diamond Mark. So, I want to talk about two things. Firstly, working in complexity. Is that okay? What does it mean? Has anyone here studied what is called chaos theory? Chaos.
Yeah.
You know what is chaos?
It means someone's busy.
It's what?
Not clear.
Yeah, because the thing is that organizations, for example, are not like this, you know. That's how they look on paper. But the reality is not like that. Right?
Yeah.
And some organizations think, okay, we just define these things and everyone has their role, right? This one has this role, this one has this role, this one has this role, and so on. Wonderful. It doesn't work like that. It works more like this. Right? That's how things work in reality. And so, chaos says that any system is dynamic. Any living system, from a cell to a galaxy, including human organizations, including cities, including civilizations, whole countries, they are like living systems. And they are dynamic. They are non-linear. That means going here, there, everywhere. They are complex, and according to the level of complexity, unpredictable. They are self-organizing. So even like you see a flower just grows, you know, the grass doesn't make any effort to grow, just there's no one any there controlling the growth of the grass, right? We can help, but we can't control.
Natural.
Yeah, natural. Everything is natural. So if you try to control chaos, you'll get a big headache. You can't do it. Not possible. You can't make chaos conform to, you know, like that. You can't do it. Because it's working organically the whole time. It's also interconnected. In fact, this is like the internet, you know. Human organizations are like internet, right? You know, connect with you, you connect with this one, and I kick in the air. Right, connecting. Of course, the quality of the connection is what we call a relationship. Yeah. Now, if that starts to break down, this will affect everything.
Yes.
So, in fact, Baba is correct. He knows that if you look at the Murlis, all of the Murlis are about, and it's not about the service. If we did a big, you know, painted Shantivan pink, right, and you know, did a big 300-foot-meter big screen in front of Shantivan, Baba would Bhattacha, very nice, good service. But Likin, how are your relationships? So it doesn't seem to matter to Baba. He does not get impressed by the things that we do. But he is impressed by the dharana that we have. Right? So we can have 6,000 systems. You, how many monitors you have? Who's the monitor person?
Yeah.
How many?
100 camera.
100. 500. So let's say we have 5,000 camera. Baba will also say, so what? Right?
So.
And so, 5,000. Bodhacha. But, right? How is your stage? How are your relationships? How is, you know, he's not impressed. And he knows actually he gave us the service for us to become perfect. Right? The service is like just secondary, in a sense. Especially, I mean, in an organization, you have, I don't know, let's see, you have different units, business units, right? In the Brahma Kumaris, you'll have, let's say, courses, training, programs, right? So these are all, you know, this way. But then across this way, you'll have the administration, you know, you'll have the finances, you'll have IT, and so on. So they are transversal. IT is transversal, isn't it? It's involved in all of this. Now we need good IT here, we need good IT here, we need good IT here, we need good IT here. Right?
Metrics.
Yeah, this man, we also need good administration, right? And we need good finances.
Future.
Yeah, we need good finances. So there are a few departments like that. I think also HR, you know. So you'll have the main activities, the core activities of the Brahma Kumaris, and these are the supports. Yeah. So this becomes complex. This creates the complexity, you know. You know, because even these things are connected with each other, right? You know, you get this sort of thing happening. In any project, you'll get things overlapping. And no one can understand. No one. So what do you have to do? What can you do? Let's say there's something happening and it's involving people, it's related to training, but it's involving people and it's involving IT. So, you know, but that's connected with something else here, connected with something else here, and so on. Now, in this chaos, the only way you can work is to have three things. You need focus, so you need to pay attention to a few things according to the time and the amount of people you have. What is the most important thing that you need to do? What are the three most important things that you need to do in the next 6 months? That sort of thinking. These are the things that we need to do in the next 6 months. 1, 2, 3. These are the most important things. These are the few things that will make the biggest difference. Yeah? But that's not enough, you know. You need will. You need to want to do it. That's the motivation part, right? It's no use to think, well, these are the three most important things that I have to do. You know? And you just sit there watching them. It's not enough. You need to want to do it. So this is what to do, and this is wanting to do. I say, what? I would say why. Why do we do service? Why do I need to? What am I doing here? And I'm not here, anyone here just to relax? Huh? Have a good time? In this place in Shantivan there's so much, no? But we need to define what are the few things that we that will make the biggest difference. Let's say, and I think you must have that sort of meeting from time to time. You know, these are the objectives for the next 6 months or the next year, like that. And this is the engagement part. This one is alignment, and this one is engagement. You know what engagement is? People feel that, yes, I am part of this. Yeah? I will give my best. And this third one, it's not enough to want to do something and have very clearly defined what it is if you don't have the capability. Okay? Let's say, I really, my aim in life is to be a great singer. Right? I want to do that, but my voice is like a frog. Right? So, I can want it, I can define it, I can want it, but I have to be able to do it. Yeah? So, you know, it's no use having people in a team who are not able to do what they're supposed to do. Right?
Yeah, yes.
And sometimes people are able, but their motivation is less. So they're able, but they're not willing. Yeah? So when someone is able but not willing, what do you do? What do you do?
Remove.
No. That's in army.
Army, okay.
That's in Lokik army, not in Pandav army. Somebody is able but not willing. You have to motivate. Okay, let's say someone is willing but not able. What do you do?
Train.
Somebody is willing and able, what do you do?
Give the focus.
No, someone is willing and able. Let's do it. Yeah.
Able.
No. Just another read here. So, able. Willing. Someone more. To give an example, some of our centers are in difficulties because the sister in the center, she's very willing but she's not able. Yeah. So what she needs to do is to delegate to someone else who can do. But if you're treating with teams, you know, if someone is able and willing, you just give him something and get out of the way, right? Give responsibility. You define what the lines of communication are, and then, okay, let's have a meeting every week. This is what I'd like you to do. Go. Go ahead. Hello. If someone is able but not willing, it's a question of motivation problems. Someone not able but willing, train. If someone not able and not willing and they're a BK,
train.
No, at least you have to talk to them. But sometimes it's not possible. The one thing about the difference and why I have, even though I have a lot of locking experience with them, in organizations 100 times bigger than Brahma Kumaris, I haven't much used my because there's different standard, different rules. The main thing in the Lokic world is that you can hire and fire. Right, this one is good, keep him. This one no good,
keep him.
Ciao. No, but in Brahma Kumaris you can't fire Brahmin, right?
No.
So you have to talk to them and see what maybe this is, you know, they're in this stage. We have to somehow incentivize them, right? And maybe give them something else I would say help them to discover their speciality. In a Lokic organization you don't have time to do that. But in Brahma Thava's organization, yes. Let's say someone is very able, and they were willing, but after some time, you know, because of maya, because of difficulties, and maybe because of interest, they start to become less willing. You know, they start. So it's not just a question of motivation. It's helping that individual reconnect. I would say reconnect with purpose. Have you seen such people here? that they come and they do and they're really good and they really help, but after some time, though they're very capable, they lose their enthusiasm. Have you seen?
Yeah,
like that. It's normal. It's absolutely normal. But somehow, we have to help them. If you know somebody like that, you have to help them to reconnect with their purpose. You know,
this is the best. You know,
because these are the ones that, you know, everyone wants.
Contacting.
Everyone wants this person, right? Everyone wants. And if they look, this person normally gets very stressed because he says haji to everything also. And that's also not good. No? You can say haji to 10 things, but not to 50 things. At some point you have to start to prioritize. So, you have to help prioritize. These people, these one you have to help them reconnect with their purpose. You have to help this one to discover, and you, this one, they're not able, but they're willing. Again, I would say help them. I would say it's also help not just to discover their speciality, but to help to to develop the speciality. Okay? So, you know, when you have focus and engagement, there's another thing too. What shows that things are actually working is what we call in English accountability. You know, if I've taken up something, you know, I am accountable for it. Means it. I've given my name.
Answerable.
Let's say I'm answerable. Yeah. I'm answerable for that. And I think this is what we miss in big case very much. You know why? If you don't do things, no one says anything. No? Right?
No punishment, no.
No, but I think what happens is in a good team. In a good team, there's no boss up there, you know, like Nirvibhaya coming down and saying, or Rameshbhaya coming and saying like that. A good team, they are accountable to each other. Like cricket. A good team is like Indian cricket team. Yeah? So imagine if the bowler is bowling and all of the fieldsmen are just, you know, dreaming. So the bowler is doing his best, but no one's
fielding.
What will happen?
No one's fielding. Loss.
No, lose. So let's say the fieldsmen are great, but the bowler is just throwing the ball, you know, here like this, so that the batsman or the other team can do that. You know, it's like that. So everyone, you know. Let's say all the fieldsmen drop all of the catches, right? And then of course the bowlers did very well and the fieldsmen did very well. They got the other team out for 100 runs. But then the batsmen come in and they just stand there and the other team bowls them every, you know, all out for 10. So you see batsmen and fieldsmen and bowlers, they are mutually accountable. They're answerable to each other, you know. So if we have an idea of the scope of the IT department, for example, and it is working as one thing, it's working as one thing, isn't it? I mean, is there any part of this process that depends on another part of the process? Give me an example. In the IT department, which part depends on which part?
Like piping in the building. If there is no pipe, we can't put the cable.
Yeah.
If there is some block in the pipe, so we have to do again work.
Yeah, but who's responsible for the piping?
This is responsibility.
So, and so who depends on your work? Yeah.
This next working.
And who depends on your work? No,
your work also depends on their work, right? Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you don't have good wiring, how can you do the webs? You can't do it. So like batsmen, fieldsmen, bowlers. You know what I mean? And his work in the office. If everything is confused there, what can you do? And if your work is confused, what can they do?
Just typing in the air.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there is... if there's dependence, there has to be accountability.
Dependent.
If you are depending some way or the other, there has to be accountability. So everyone has to do the best for the other one. I'm not just doing the best for me. I'm doing the best for the team. Yeah. Here also, do you depend on the wiring? Not good wiring, cameras don't work. Cameras are connected up to the through internet.
Yeah,
through internet. Through internet.
Everybody is independent.
Yeah. So now he can speak.
Yeah,
I'm speaking. Let him speak. I'm here to listen. Actually, what's your work here?
Telephone billing and electric issues.
Okay, so the whole family depends on him, right?
Yeah.
If the telephone exchange is down.
He's first working this Shantiwal. This new IT project. This handling is working is board. This telephone working.
Yeah, you
see. This brother.
So he depends on you. He
all organizations is depending upon by this working. He's a very lovely this brother.
Yeah.
I mean, he's outside. He's working. He's
understand.
Working is I is working. This okay. Dependent is Baba Bhai.
But he has blessings on everyone, blessings. Right?
Yeah.
Because everyone who comes here wants to call families, yeah. Wants to call the world, and then you know. So it's like the you know, it's part of that. What do you do?
He's looking, helping.
Achha, so you also new here, you must be wondering what is this?
stock.
Okay. No stock? What can you do? You see, everyone depends on everyone.
Dependent.
So therefore, I mean if you have people who are willing, you know. Everyone here has enthusiasm. Yeah? Who is not enthusiastic?
Yeah.
Everyone enthusiastic. Maybe you need to have better focus. That's normal. Huh? Most organizations don't have such good focus. So when I'm saying that this chaos is happening around, you know, if you have these three things, doesn't matter. You can be in a very, very complex organization. But you have to establish, okay, how do you plan? How do you plan your activities? And it's not, I imagine that in this sort of department, there's a lot of what we call firefighting.
Globalization, all knowledge is dependent.
Yeah.
It's, all knowledge is super dependent. It's care for this world, all of everybody.
Okay. You know what I mean by firefighting? There's a fire, and everyone runs.
Fire extinguisher.
Yeah, with a fire. You know, I remember when we would go to Peace Park, and we would play football, soccer. Yeah, and I was amazed how, you know, everyone wants to kick the ball, right? So India's not good in soccer, no.
No.
And one of the reasons is everyone wants to be near the ball. And so you have, on a soccer team, you have 11 players all running after the ball. And no one defending. It's not possible. So what happens is a problem, then everyone goes there. Or you know, one person, it's just problem is the whole of the time is solving problems instead of planning prevention of problems. That's what we need to do, right? We have to move from problem solving to prevention creating. Is that right? So that, you know, you have, and then that requires quite deep planning, you know, how to organize yourself, how to, you know, what are the levels of responsibility for each one, you know, so that I can be free to think, okay, but when you delegate, you know, you don't only delegate the job, but you have to delegate the authority to do the job, yeah? But then if you get delegated authority, it does not mean that you are now the boss, because no one here is the boss. Everyone is accountable to the team, right? And there's one team leader, that's one. And his job really should be to coordinate, you know? Coordinate means to coordinate. That means to bring order. Ordinate means to bring order. Organize. Co, together with. So coordinator means to help to bring order together with everyone. That's what a coordinator is. And it does require, you know, when I say focus, will, capability, you know, these three things. If you just have focus and will, but not the capability. Have you ever seen an exercise bicycle? You know those bicycle exercise that people put in their
in the room,
and they are pedaling, but what happens?
No maintenance.
It doesn't go ahead.
Yeah.
It's fixed. So there's a lot of effort, a lot of sweat, no forward progress. So if you have focus and will, but you don't have capability, it's like an exercise bicycle, right? So we put the exercise bike, just to remember, bicycle. If you have will and capability, but you don't have focus, it's like loose hose, water hose. Have you ever seen a water hose that's turned on but no one's holding it? What happens?
Yeah.
Yeah? So if you have, we really want to do something. We are very capable, but we don't know what to do. Loose hose. A lot of waste time, waste energy, waste money, waste thoughts. And this is also common, especially with people who have been around for some time. They have purpose, they have capability, but they've lost the will. They become what we call in English armchair critics. You know armchair critic? You know armchair? What is an armchair?
Yeah,
very comfortable chair, you know.
Relaxing chair in the beach.
It's like a nice mini sofa.
Okay.
You know, sofa for one person, right? So armchair critic, someone is someone who criticizes. So the people are very capable. They have focus, but they've lost the will. They become critics. They criticize. You should do like this, you should do like that. They don't do anything, they just criticize. Do you know anyone like that? Yeah? Or they do more damage than good. Yeah? They are more not helpful. Yeah, so they're just criticizing. Oh, it doesn't work. So we need, if you have this, you know, the intersection, right? In this Venn diagram. You know, this is a Venn diagram. You remember your mathematics?
Yeah.
It's a Venn diagram. So this one, you know.
What else?
This one in the middle is called execution. You execute. You do it. You do it. But do it with enthusiasm, you do it with focus, and you do it with accountability.
Second.
Yeah. You know? You gotta take capability and also meaning competence, right? So if someone is incompetent to do it, and he has a will, he's willing to do it, and he knows what to do, fantastic, right? Yeah? And that's what we need in any team. It's not just IT. Anything. So I'm going to talk a little bit about teamwork. Hello.
I want to talk about teamwork.
I mean, next time, if you want, in October, we can do a proper annual plan. You know, but, I mean, get yourselves organized. But, you know, check each one. How is my willingness? How enthusiastic am I? What is my focus? And what is the focus of the team? Right? Because everyone, the team has, let's say, 2-3 big objectives, macro objectives. But each one also has objectives within that. Right? So start to work on that level. And also check, capability in the IT world is always increasing.
Everybody depends on IT.
Technology, IT technology especially, you know more than me, but someone who's studying at university these days, in the third year of the university, what he studied in the first year is not...
Is technology improved?
Not valid anymore. Right? It's after 3 years. After 3 years, no? So the technology is doubling every 18 months. And in fact, we don't know.
Yeah.
What does the world look like in, you know, 3 years from now?
Only basic concept clear.
No, but for example, what does the world look like where you can get internet 1 gigabyte per second? What does that world look like? You know, what could we do in a world where we have 1 gigabyte per second? Imagine. Over internet. And that's coming. So let me ask you a question. What do you need to make a tree grow? What do you need to make a tree grow?
Water.
What else?
Fertilizer.
Okay. Before the fertilizer, what do you need?
Or seed.
Seed.
Yeah, you need seed. You need the earth, right?
Soil.
What else?
Heat.
Huh?
Heat.
Heat. So you need fire. Elements. What else?
Yeah,
you need care. There are care, and also you need good seed. You need fertilizer, and so on. But basically, before these things, you need to have air. Alright, these are the four elements. Then of course,
sunlight.
Yeah,
fire.
This is fire. Five elements. Then of course you have ether, right? Ether is the space, no? Actually, in quantum mechanics, empty space does have a function. That's where matter forms, right?
We call it Ethernet.
Yeah.
Everything is Ethernet.
Ethernet. Okay, good. Okay, but first of all, you need these ones, right? So let me ask you. A person who has, let's say, because we all have specialities, seed in the desert, nothing will happen. If you don't have heat or light, nothing will happen. If you don't have the air, the oxygen and the carbon dioxide, nothing will happen. You can't grow a plant in a vacuum, right? So, people who have water characteristics, they are sensitive. They are sensitive. They are people-oriented. People-oriented. They are caring. Yeah? They are interested in harmony. They're not interested in facts and results and things, right? This one, yes, this one is interested in facts, results, practicality. They are very pragmatic, means, you know, very grounded, solid, I'd say firm, direct, you know, these type of people. Fire people are creative, enthusiastic, they are spontaneous, means very quick, very quick.
Very quick.
Air people they like things. They like clarity. They like logic. They like systems. They like organization. Right? These ones, let's say results. People, ideas, results of people, ideas, I think systems. Now, most of us have one of these characteristics predominant, main. Yeah? Which one is your main one? Let's see. You would say, I mean, you can do a questionnaire that can establish, if you want, I will send it to you. You know, you can see for yourself which is your main. Which one is you? What do you think? Are you mainly, what is practical, results, facts, direct, like that? Who is thinking, logic, you know, organized? Who is more creative, spontaneous, enthusiastic, ideas, full of ideas? Who is people, meeting, loving, caring? Which one do you think you have more?
I am fire.
Okay, let's see. Yash is fire. What do you think? Which one more you have? Main one.
Air.
Name?
Avinash.
Chanda. Under pressure, they become indecisive. They can't decide finally. Because, you know, if I decide, then people won't feel good, and, you know. They also sometimes very sensitive. No, not confused, yeah. They become very emotional.
This sankalpa, this attachment.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The big defect of earth people is that they are very, I say, in English we say brusque, abrupt. Yeah. They just cut. Bah! No. They don't allow you to continue the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Interrupt.
They will interrupt. But they don't just interrupt, they will be very aggressive sometimes.
Right.
This is the
no,
defect.
Defect, yeah.
The defect of fire people is that they become, lose concentration.
Lose emotion.
They can't stay concentrated because they have 6,000 ideas.
Yeah.
And the big defect of air people is that they become very critical.
Mm.
They know the things.
Switch off,
yes. So you see, we have specialities, but the same specialities can become defect. Right? Now, what we don't like, you know, it's not that you have to now be 25% in each one. No. But you have to make these qualities more special. Well, we come to Baba with specialities. But we should recognize these things. And when you're talking to somebody, you know, a fire person would like the conversation to be very quick. He doesn't want to go into all of the, you know, the logic and why and this and that, you know. But if you're talking to an air person, they need to know why. They need to see the logic of it. And then, yes, okay, I accept. So, and if you have, let's say, this person, he will want the thing very clear, very direct. Okay? Stop beating around the bush. Tell me what you're thinking. You know? The water people want to see that there's good feelings. Right? The feelings are being preserved. And all of these things are important, right? So when you work in teams, you have to understand each other's specialities. And you have to give allowance for it. It's not, you know, this happens, right? This column happens, right?
Everybody is reject.
No, everyone under certain circumstances, all those go into the red column. Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
Under when something goes wrong, but we go into the red column differently. Yeah? So we have specialities, but we also have special defects. So everyone has different specialities, but also everyone has different defects. Yeah? So a good team tries to, you know, because we need, for the tree to grow, we need all, right? We need everything. Yeah? So, what have you, let's just share one thing that you have heard this morning and you feel good, and then I need to go.
With this team, they are accountable each other, responsible each other.
Like good cricket team.
Good cricket team. And this
does everyone accept that?
Accept. Yeah. Everybody accept. That
everyone is accountable to everyone else. But if I don't do my part, I'm doing bad thing for the whole team.
We lose the
game. We lose the game. Does everyone accept? Haji.
Haji.
Okay. What have you learnt this morning? What's the main point you have? What are you carrying with you? Tell me.
Okay, Adrak. The last teacher.
See, heavy injection this tonic, this brother.
Yeah. Heavy injection.
Yeah.
No?
Okay, then.
I come back to you.
Thank you.
So it's your lesson.
I learned this lesson thing to cooperate each other for growth that team or growth that way. To cooperate or help each team member.
Good.
In different activities to my level life.
Good.
He's not able, his person and willing. So he gives them motivate.
Yeah. What's your point?
Marathi-san.
You can say in Hindi too.
Teamwork.
And you can also say in Hindi.
Connectivity.
Like internet. We are like internet, no?
Spider.
Give the training and motivation.
Okay.
Execution.
So focus, will and capability.
Results.
Yes.
Execution.
Mistake. Organization is to improve. ये जो है subject हमको बहुत अच्छा लगा.
He like this training.
His training is
he is very impressive.
Very impressive.
Very, very. This is just a taste. We do a proper meeting in October with translation. Yeah?
Yes.
Because he is not in English. He never looks.
No, you understand my heart, no?
Yeah, thank you. And a good feeling.
Mera dil.
Good feeling. Good feeling. Acha aaya. और उसमें से आपने ये देखा कि आपने जो इसके अंदर निकाला एज रिजेक्ट निकाला है एवरी बॉडी रिजेक्ट एग्जैक्टली
लास्ट पेज ही लाइक
इस लास्ट इज प्लेस ऑल पेज
सो हु इज इन वाटर हु इज इन अर्थ ही लाइक दैट
एवरीवन इज डिफरेंट
डिफरेंट इट
शुड एक्सेप्ट एवरीवन विद इट्स फैसिलिटीज एंड डिफेक्ट्स
एवरी टीम मेंबर हैज टू डू हिज बेस्ट for
the
proper growth of the team.
Yeah. So, bowling, batting and fielding, everything. No? Okay, so...
World Cup is going on.
Yeah, I know. That's right. India will probably... India is best.
Globalization is income.
Do we have a training for BKS? Or...
I do this type of training, but not in India.
You should.
In Centrawasi.
Centrawasi, I prefer.
For Centrawasi.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's see. We can organize a proper meeting in October, and we go really into the depth, and we make a real good plan.
Yeah, we need this. Yeah.
And then, who knows, other teams in Madhuban. I know Golo wants this for the solar team.
Yeah, very big team.
Yeah. So Golo.
Ten times bigger this team.
Yeah. Golo wants this for solar team.
Okay.
So together also, because that is good.
Solar
and IT.
Then they come together, and we can, some parts are the same, and then you go off, you go into group, and do your plan, and then come back. Like that, you know. So some plenary and then some group work and then plenary.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that, one day program. Take care.
Yes, thank you.
So what is ether?
Ether is the spirituality.
Oh.
You know, because in quantum physics, the empty space. Quanta, you know, anyone know about quantum physics? Anyone study this? No. Physics?
Physics are studied, but quantum, we forgot.
My Lockheed profession is industrial chemist.
Chemist?
Yeah, chemist. But I worked in research, industrial research. But, the empty space, where there's nothing, is what we would call ether. And it's where information, the information for the structure of matter is there in the empty space. So matter forms because of the information that is there, like a vibration, in a sense.
Okay.
The vibration with the information makes matter to take a particular shape. Yeah?
Like the drama of prefix.
Yeah, that sort of, there's something there. There's information in the, and the vibration together in the empty space, and matter behaves accordingly. Now, so in this analogy, it will be the spirituality, all of our personality, right? This is a personality. Our personality takes birth in the spirituality. So,
foundation.
Yeah, the foundation. So if we make this strong, then these things, you know, because we have, it's not that we don't have water. I'm an air person, I have water, sure, a little bit, less. But it means I have to make that work at that time. So if I'm with a water person, I have to use my water to be okay. And if I'm with an earth person, I have to then change the SIM card. You know, change the chip.
Yeah.
And now I'm with earth person, and now let me.
You have to mold and.
You know, but some people just do the same
thing. Saga.
Yeah.
Your brother is
saga. It makes some people happy and many people unhappy. Okay.
Good.
So let's have 1 minute silence.
Shadow,
then I have to go.